The war in Iraq has had many legacies, and that includes one of the biggest leaks of classified information in U.S. history. Today, the pretrial hearing for Army Private Bradley Manning came to a close. Manning is the 24-year-old soldier who allegedly downloaded hundreds of thousands of secret U.S. government documents and passed them on to WikiLeaks. The hearing was held to determine if Manning should be court-martialed on 22 charges, including one that carries a sentence of life in prison. Arun Rath of our partner program Frontline has been following the hearing. What happened today, Arun?
Well, today was the closing arguments. Basically, both sides got to present their case. And what was peculiar about today was that it was almost like both sides, the prosecution and the defense, were sort of talking past each other. The defense, the big headline is that they're clearly not going to make the argument that Bradley Manning was not the leaker. But their argument has to do with the fact that the security was lax, the documents may not have caused as much damage, and that he should not have had access to them. They laid all that out, and then the prosecution then lays out their case, laying out the evidence for the fact that Bradley Manning was a leaker. So it's almost like they were talking past each other about different arguments.
Well, were there any major revelations that came out today?
The biggest probably would be we've heard hints about the contact between Julian Assange and Bradley Manning. The head of WikiLeaks. And the prosecution in this case actually has chat logs between Manning and Assange, what they claim are chat logs between the two of them, showing that there is direct contact. They also have a lot of forensic evidence, which they've been showing for the first time in court, of evidence that was on Bradley Manning's computer, chat logs, these documents that he leaked, a lot of forensic evidence that connects him with this. So their case against him in terms of being the leaker seems pretty watertight.
The importance of the connection between Manning and Assange is what?
Is the distribution of these documents. The first author trying to establish that he had these documents, that he transferred them knowingly, and that way they can come after him for these charges.
So where do things go from here for Bradley Manning?
Well, right now the hearing is closed. The investigating officer will now take some time to evaluate the evidence, both the testimony we've heard for the past 6 days as well as 300,000 pages of documents. So he's got quite a task ahead of him. He's scheduled to make his announcement for his recommendation on January 16th, and then a board above him, basically a general, will decide whether or not to go ahead with a full court-martial.
And which of the charges are most incendiary? Which are the most serious?
Well, one that has gathered, I think, the most attention, and that Manning's lawyer, in fact, went after the government for overcharging in this case, is bringing up the Espionage Act. That makes a lot of people nervous because, obviously, there are a lot of journalists like myself who get confidential documents from sources. And if just the act of coming into possession of a classified document is in itself a crime, that would raise a whole lot of issues beyond WikiLeaks for the whole of journalism, really.
Okay. So Bradley Manning himself, is he likely to see a court-martial in 2012? What happens now?
Well, usually that would be a pretty pro forma thing. It seems almost certainly that the recommendation will be for a court-martial, and almost always the presiding officer, the general in this case, follows the recommendation. The one odd thing that's being hanging out there, and this is coming from Bradley Manning's defense, they are claiming that the government wants basically to get a plea deal with Bradley Manning to get him up on these charges, which include the possibility of the death penalty, although the prosecution says they will not go for that, and then use him essentially, this is in the words of his lawyer, to go after Julian Assange, to go after WikiLeaks. There's been nothing from the government to corroborate that. There is a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks and Julian Assange and if they did violate the Espionage Act. But it's purely been speculation from his lawyer. But he's hanging that out there that maybe they're doing this for a plea deal. So the only thing that I think would get in the way of a possible court-martial if there was some sort of deal, but that's all speculation from his side at this point.
So the parties are back in court potentially in the middle of January. In the meantime, where is Bradley Manning?
He will stay behind bars at Fort Meade in Maryland through the holiday and until the proceedings start up again.
All right. Talking to us about the trial of Bradley Manning, Arun Rath, reporter with our partner program, Frontline. Thank you, Arun.
You're welcome. Thank you.